and this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, 91.9, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Well, you might be in Squamish celebrating. You might be in Seashelt celebrating. Or Bellevue's Cove, Lance de Bellevue in Nova Scotia, Nouvelle-Écosse. Thank you for that. And all over, hey, East 66th Street. And all you New Yorkers, Californians, Wyomingans, and anyone else who is listening, glad to have you here. It is a beautiful day. And since the weather flew away, I'll just tell you it's 71 degrees here. It is overcast, and it feels a little cool, just right, considering that we are full of people on this long weekend. You're listening to, about to listen to Arts Live and Local. This is Carol here, and I'm going to open with a very short tribute. Tomorrow is July 6th, and it is the birthday of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. It's also the birthday of my very good friend, Theodore Paul. So happiness from Tibet, and happiness to you if you have a birthday now or any time this year. Often, the things that we think are making us happy in reality only give the slightest, most transient happiness. Ultimately, they have no essence and no meaning at all. There is a way of thinking, a way of living that has meaning, and it is the happiness found on this path that we really need to search for. Om Mani Padme Hum, the mantra of loving compassion. Find your path and follow it. When I was growing up, I knew nothing of freedom. I lived in poverty and was denied the rights most people take for granted. This is the ordeal Tibetans are subjected to then and now. Since I escaped by foot over the Himalayas, like so many other Tibetans, including His Holiness the Dalai Lama, I have been able to find freedom in the West and dedicate this album to freedom. Ooh. Yungchen Lamo. So, happiness to you. I hope you were all celebrating freedom yesterday. Freedom for all people. Freedom and liberation. That's what it's about. And right here at Coast Community Radio, we have the freedom to promote things that really bring happiness, including the arts, most important. And my first two guests are here to tell us about, well, the play they're talking about has a bit of a, yeah, I'll let them tell you about it. Kathy Warnett and Andy Tauber are here from the Peninsula Players. The play, Blithe Spirit by Noel Coward, one of my favorites. Supernatural comedy. I did not plan that. What can I tell you? You know, that music goes with your play perfectly. It opens in a week at the Ilwaco River City Playhouse, the 19th, right. I believe. And today is the 5th, so that's 2 weeks from today. So you have time to get your calendar together and make sure to get over there. So welcome, Kathy and Andy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You bet.
Great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about, first tell us what is the Peninsula Players, and then tell us what the story is in Blithe Spirit. A lot of people know it, so it's really about how it's played.
All right, well, the Peninsula Players is a community theater group based in Ilwaco, Washington, right across the river from where we're currently sitting. We're in the River City Playhouse, which is a 104-year-old building and historical landmark that we're constantly holding together and updating and making nicer for ourselves and our guests. The play, of which Kathy is one of my leads.
Let me just ask you, how long has the Peninsula Players been there? Because I know that was a building that was gifted. Well, I think you paid a dollar for it.
Yeah, the building has an interesting history, including a bordello upstairs.
Oh, so. Wait a minute.
In the back.
Still operating? Is that
No. It's not still operating.
Boy,
it's our costume room now.
I see.
But it used to be a bordello.
Okay.
We've had the building, I think, for 4 or 5 years now. And we're in our 15th or 16th season.
Yeah, I think you've been there longer, actually.
We may have been. Yes. I'm fairly new to the Players.
Right. So. But as you could tell from the way Andy started to introduce Kathy, he's the director. Okay, now, tell us, whoever wants to speak about this play and what you're doing, Kathy, since you're one of the Players.
Well, the play is about a struggling novelist, I would say struggling, soon to be struggling, who, in an effort to get material for a new book, invites a medium. And so he and his wife have a medium in their house, and a mistake happens during the seance in which somebody else turns up, and I won't give any more away, but I play the wife of the novelist.
The present-day wife.
The present-day wife.
The live one.
Clue,
okay.
Right. Yes.
Well, I think, as I say, that play is quite well-known, although I've seen it many times, and yet each time I'm like, wait, now what's going on here? But that part I remember. So how are you doing with that? Are you enjoying it?
Love it. Yeah, it's a great character. All the characters are so much fun. Each character, the medium.
Who's playing the medium?
Rose Powers.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yes.
with that fabulous accent.
Yes.
She doesn't even have to fake
she
it.
She doesn't, yeah. She plays it big and bold.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes. Yeah. That sounds great. And we said it opens in 2 weeks. How long does it run?
For 2 weekends. So it's going to run the 19th, 20th, 21st, and then the 26th, 27th, and 28th on Fridays and Saturdays. The showtime is 7 p.m., and on Sundays, the matinee is at 2 p.m.
Okay. And who's in the Peninsula Players? Is that an age range, or is it?
It's constantly changing. We've got our youngest cast member on this show is 19.
Okay.
On our last show, it was 10.
Okay.
And we've got some people who I'm 65, and we've got some that are in their 80s.
Yeah.
So we span
generations. Yeah, it's beautiful, the community theater on the peninsula here, too. But especially on the peninsula, there's quite a range. Have you, Andy, you said you were fairly new here. Had you done lots of theater before?
Yeah, I have a degree in theater arts. I worked in Hollywood for a couple of years before I outgrew that insanity.
And came here. What a blessing. Well, I'm sure that Peninsula Players was thrilled to have you. Someone come in with, you can hit the ground running. How about you, Kathy?
I have been in, you know, 30 plus plays in my life.
Wow.
But the second one here at the, or over at the, in Owako, at the River City Theater.
So how long have you been in the area?
Only a couple of years. Yeah,
okay.
Just a few years. And I discovered the Peninsula Players, and my timing worked out to be in a play last fall.
Right.
And then I auditioned for this one and was lucky enough to get a good part. So.
And your background, you've been in a lot of plays. Mm-hmm. Why?
My gosh, being on the stage. As I like to say, I grew up in a family of seven, and I was in the middle. So it's like, you know, got caught in the middle. Look at me.
Right.
Nobody,
so,
yeah, and
natural
stand out.
To get on the stage. And,
exactly.
And then everybody has to look at you. They paid money to look at you.
Right. And then about this time of the year, about this time in the production, I'm like, oh, my gosh, what did I sign up for?
Mm.
Yeah. So.
How long is the rehearsal period?
We've had a pretty nice long rehearsal
period. 10 weeks.
It's been great.
Well, we lost a week. We were originally going to be doing Noises Off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
But we didn't get enough people come out for the tryout, so we had to find another play.
Is that because it was so big or because it's such a crazy play?
I don't know. A lot of my people that normally act were real busy this summer.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, summer's a hard time to get a lot of people. It's also a very crazy play.
It sure is.
As a director, I will tell you, though, I had a cast, but I didn't have a play. And it is incredibly difficult to find a play when you already have a cast.
That's tricky. Yeah. So you chose Blythe Spirit.
We actually all did. I presented three or four different plays that had the right number of male and female characters that we had. And we as a group looked through them and chose Blythe Spirit.
I like that.
This is one I've long wanted to do,
so
this is great. Yeah.
Okay. I've not heard of that methodology.
It's not a standard methodology. They don't teach it in theater school.
You didn't do that in Hollywood.
No.
No. Okay.
And the other thing about this play is there, for me as a director, and I'm also doing the lights and the sets and stuff.
Okay.
It's a very technically challenging play because there are a lot of special effects.
You're on many planes, yes.
Right. And I won't say any more about what they are.
Tell us who else is in it. We've got Rose and Kathy.
We have Barry Sears playing Kathy's husband.
Okay.
This is the second show in a row that Kathy and Barry have been in a relationship.
I see.
And it's about the same in both shows. They end up...
Right.
Wait, was that the one in the dark?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yes.
That was so funny.
We have Kiki Warner is playing the first wife of the author. We have Dixie Wood is playing the maid. And we have Patrick Buckley is playing the doctor and is my assistant director. And Rachel Lake is playing the doctor's wife.
Any brand new theater people?
Rachel, this is her first play with the Peninsula Players.
Oh,
it's
no. Rachel's been in a few. She's the high school drama person.
Okay.
Rachel's been in a few, but she hasn't been in one this year yet.
Okay. Nice link with the local school, though, too. Because, well, I don't know. Would you call this an all-age play?
I mean, as far from an audience standpoint, absolutely.
Yes.
There's nothing in here
that
your children cannot see.
Right.
I would, they'll love it. Yeah,
they may be a little confused, but...
it's all right. We're a little confused.
Yeah.
So.
They'll love the special effects.
Yeah. And then how many shows does Peninsula Players usually do?
Well, they've only, in the last year, couple of years, they've only been doing one or two. We're doing four this year.
Oh, my goodness.
We're following this with some radio plays for the Halloween season. We're going to do Dracula, Frankenstein, and Marionettes, Inc., mm-hmm. which is a short sci-fi story.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're doing... we're doing a Christmas show, and I forget the name of it because I'm old.
Okay, so if you're not, don't get me started. If someone hears what you're talking about and says, this sounds like fun, how do they get hold of you to say, please put me on your list? I may, you know, I want to try out next.
They can go to our Facebook page, and there's a button there that you can sign up for our mailing with.
And if you're not on Facebook?
Our website is peninsula-players.com. The hyphen is important. If you just type in Peninsula Players, you'll find a group in Michigan.
Yeah.
So, and that's not us.
Not us. Okay.
We're also, I have invited people, and as an open invitation, we rehearse Mondays through Thursdays.
Oh, interesting.
If you ever wanted to see what goes on behind the scenes.
Nice.
Knock on the door, stop by, come to the side entrance.
That's a very sweet theater to Il Waco. River City Playhouse, do you have an address?
127 Lake Street.
127.
Right next door to the Historical Museum.
The Columbia Pacific Heritage Museum, which is having all kinds of things going on there. Yeah. Well, it sounds great. Kathy, break a leg.
Thank you.
Andy, stay intact. You got to deal with all the rest of this stuff. Blithe Spirit by Noel Coward. Produced by the Peninsula Players, opening in 2 weeks, July 19th through the 28th. And that's just two weekends. Is that right?
Yeah.
19th and 20. Yeah.
2 weeks.
Okay, so it's Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. Okay, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Karen.
I'm looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, we'll see you in the audience.
I know. Do you have to wear a lot of makeup? Or you probably, you're okay.
Oh,
you don't.
You will just have to see.
Yeah.
I have a big makeup change.
Oh, good. Yes. Okay, no more said. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks
for having us. Wonderful. I have a song from Brian QTN. And Brian is one of our... Well, actually, the name of the album is QTNTFYOCF, and that would be the Oregon Country Fair, which is not this weekend, thank goodness, but next weekend. So you can come on down to Veneta. Half of Astoria is all going, working or performing or doing whatever they do, and it's a lot of fun. So here's a song from Brian QTN, recorded. This whole album is recorded live at the Country Fair. That's in Veneta, outside of Eugene, between 2000 and 2011. Dedicated to all of us.
Stars are too many to count or to name. Trees sing a pining tune. I feel the blade as the night comes in. I see a heron in front of the moon. Now the trees are wet, they're breathing green. The rains will be coming on soon. This road is a puzzle, a compulsive pulsing like a heron in front of the moon. There's nothing to return to, there's only to proceed. The world's an incredible view. But do we choose what to create? Open the gate. come through. See the trees sigh with the weight of the wind. The coyotes, they squeal like glue. Each moment is a gift to the one who sees.
That's Brian Cutien, and again, he'll be at the country fair, and he's moving back to the Pacific Northwest, so we'll be seeing more of Brian, which is wonderful. He's been here before. I do want to mention, since we were talking about theater on the peninsula, last week I went to see Mary Poppins, which is being performed by PAPA, Peninsula Association of Performing Artists, and that is the other theater group, two wonderful theater groups on the Washington Long Beach Peninsula. It is playing also through the 28th. I cried three times. It was beautiful. It was beautifully performed, beautifully done. Fridays and Saturdays at 7, Sundays at 2. So that's like this weekend, next week, and the one after. And just in case you're worried that there's not enough happening around here, no, if you don't live here, you might think that, but if you do, you know better. Even the traffic tells you that. So next weekend, in addition to everything else, is the Astoria Art Walk. This weekend, by the way, tonight, this very night, better get this one out because it's happening from 4 to 7, the El Waco Art Walk, very town that we were just talking about, 4 to 7. It's first Friday's El Waco Art Walk, and it's down by the port. But next, and tomorrow is first Saturday Art Walk in Gearhart from 2 to 5, and second Saturday Art Walk, first Saturday Art Walk in Seaside from 5 to 7. Oh, gosh, I'm telling you so much. But I have the prize because I have two of the folks involved in the Astoria Art Walk, which isn't till next weekend, thank goodness. And Jill McVarish is here. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Carol.
And Chris Minnick.
Hi, Chris. Carol.
Chris, I know your face, but I don't know. I mean, Jill, I've known for years because she's a practicing artist. She's actually a professional artist. She's not even just practicing anymore. And
she's quite good at it.
I have practiced a lot.
and fabulous and quirky and very professional. But she's also had her own gallery, and she's going to tell us what's going on because, frankly, I don't know. But, Chris, what's your role in all this? Are you also an artist?
I am a writer.
A writer, okay.
And a teacher. And I met Jill actually through her circus show back in January.
Oh,
and she
yes.
was on
yes.
this radio program
right.
for that.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote, my first novel was about the circus.
Oh, now I know who you are. You had your books there.
Yes.
Yes. Now, I knew you looked so familiar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I was involved with a circus-themed event,
okay.
and Jill and I got to talking, and then that resulted in a little event that we put on called the Astoria Freak Show.
Mm-hmm. And now, Jill, tell us what is happening, because in addition to the Jill McVarish Gallery, which she's going to tell us yes or no on, the Secret Gallery is definitely happening, so...
So what it is, yeah, is that McVarish Gallery is the Secret Gallery now. The Secret Gallery has kind of taken on a life of its own. And it turns out that I'm partnering with Chris, and he's smart about all the stuff I'm not smart about. He knows how to do business. He likes to talk to people. And it turns out I'm not very good at that. So we've just partnered up, and the Secret Gallery has become like, kind of like more, it got like a little bigger than we expected, and two galleries at the same time was kind of crazy, and I didn't paint I haven't painted in months. So
yeah.
It all like kind of came together, making perfect sense that we move McFarish Gallery, make it the Secret Gallery.
So the large gallery is now no longer the McFarish Gallery.
No, I moved out of there last month, and Janet is taking over, and she'll be opening also second Saturday.
Okay.
And that'll be another gallery on its own.
Okay. So the Secret Gallery is secret because you have to figure out how to find it, for one thing. Tell us.
Well, it was a secret when I discovered it. I don't know if you remember Yves and Adrienne, I think.
Ariane. Of course.
They were the ones that opened up that room, and that room was crazy. That room has never been opened in, I would say that building is like 100 years old, and it was completely unfinished. No electricity, no flooring. There were holes in the floor. Like, if a room had just been left alone and never opened, which is just, like, so compelling. The room is really creepy and weird. And you can't stay out of it. It's like, wow.
And their show was Hands.
All about the hands.
Which goes with what you're saying, too. So, we send out greetings to Ariane in France and sorrows about the loss of Eve. So, you took that space and now you've been transforming it because every month there's been something special there.
Yeah. So, I mean, the space was magical from the minute they did that. And so I've been following their, like, just what they started. And every 2 months I would have some kind of a theme show. And the first show was the clown show, where I met Chris and really just invited all of Astoria to bring their, like, darkest clown kind of fantasies. And so Chris turned up. And then,
of course.
Yeah. And then, you know, again, just like exploring things that are maybe a little bit taboo, you know, and that's kind of part of, like, going with the secret. And also just following this kind of fun, like, I don't know what you'd call it, but this sort of aesthetic of something you don't find anywhere, something you'd have to look for, something. And then we did it with the doll show and the doll houses. Yeah. And then we really, every month we have it, we fix it up enough to, like, make it presentable. And by this month, we are, like, we're really proud of the way the room looks.
The place is polished. It's beautiful. Oh, my. It looks so good right now.
I look forward to seeing it. I remember also when you had Paul Paulson's
Christmas. Paul Paulson had
great.
The giant inflatable.
That was unbelievable because he's got a gallery right down the street. But the Secret Gallery was the perfect place for it. It was contained. And yet you walk in and these beautiful, huge.
And that's kind of what I fell in love with.
Manifestations.
Yeah, and that's what we love about it. It's just a big space. So the possibility is endless. And the history is there. Like, we don't wanna drywall it. We don't wanna put flooring over it.
Nice.
We really wanna keep all that history.
Tell people, and then I want you to tell us about what's coming up this next week. But also tell people how to find it. Since we said it's a secret gallery, is there an address?
Well, that's kind of the funny thing, is it's got the same address as the McFarish Gallery. So we haven't even technically moved. We've just taken everything from one room to the other. So it's still at 160 10th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Same address. There's a different door.
So the large former McFarish Gallery is a storefront with lots of windows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To the left of that, as you're looking at it, is an alley.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the door you enter. And I am sure that between Jill and Chris, they will have it well marked with their imaginations.
And it actually is well marked now. We have a sign on the door, and we have a sandwich board out front.
Okay.
And we have a sign inside. And so it's, you know, it's a secret in your imagination only.
So tell us what the show is that you're opening, as you want to tell us.
Okay.
Well, you don't have too much time. So
the theme was anthropomorphism, because I love painting of the animals.
You do.
I love paintings where animals are in human situations. And so I thought, what if we explore that theme? Things were going so good with the roster of artists that we were getting already that I just got really bold. And I asked Dave McMacken. McMacken is going to do it. I asked some of my heroes from California that, these people are, so above, where I am in art that I didn't expect a yes. And then they said, we have Tyson Grum from Seattle. We have Colin Chillog from Phoenix, Arizona. And these are, the premier. I can't even believe they're here. Tyson's work showed up a week ago, and I was "Oh my God, it's really in my house!"
Wow, that's exciting. So this is a two-dimensional show?
No, it's both. We have someone named Renee Tay, who's from San Diego, and she makes dirty teapots. Really beautiful.
Wait, I'm sorry. What did you say?
Well, they're kind of risque.
Naughty.
Oh, naughty, sorry. Yeah. Not
Thank
dirty.
You. Thank you. I'm thinking, so we're drinking out of dirty teapots?
No.
Naughty. Okay.
No. Yeah, no, I... Yeah.
So does that make this an adult-only show?
Not really.
No. Of course not. Can't be. Not in that story at an art gallery. And so are you going to have a new show every other month now or every month? Or
no,
you...
we've brought the whole McFarish Gallery show next door. So it's going to be probably even better every month, but it's definitely every month. And we'll continue the same schedule.
When are you open?
We're open the same hour. So it's Tuesday through Sunday, 11
Wednesday
to 4.
Through Sunday.
Sorry.
Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 4.
Yeah, he's the one with the details. 11 to 4. Wednesday to Sunday, 11 to 4. And you said it, 160 10th? Mm-hmm. Was that
yes,
what you said?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so just be sure to, Chris said the sign's out, so you can't miss it.
Signs are
very,
there.
Very exciting. A big mazel tov. A big congratulations to you both. I can't wait to see it. I do love that space. Ever since Eve and Ariane opened that up, it felt so good to be there. So, and then you have been, one never knew what was going to happen in there. So, very exciting.
There are some surprises to come too. And I also want to mention that on August 3rd, we're having a benefit dinner for CAA.
Clatsop Animal Assistance.
Right. CAA. One of my favorite groups. And are we going to hear more about that? Do you know now what it is? Can you give us a one-liner on what's happening on August 3rd?
Absolutely, yes. Okay. We have Kenneth Booth from BUSU is going to be catering the event. We're going to have music from Joey Altruda.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to be having an art auction featuring 9 artists now?
Okay.
Eight artists.
Okay. And... and this is a benefit for CAA.
Yes.
Good for you. Thank you so much. Well, and I will say that if you're not familiar with Jill's work, do you have a website or somewhere where people can see your stuff?
Yeah, jillmcfarish.com.
Okay, because she's not kidding when she talks about animals and anthropomorphism. They look like old masters' paintings, only when you look for real, you see what's going on, and there's always something very quirky. Well done and quirky. What a combination. Thank you so much for coming in, Jill McFarish and Chris Minnick, the new partners with the McFarish Gallery, Secret Gallery. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Carol.
And speaking of secrets, I have something I want to play for you. This is... Unfortunately, this seems to be a secret with a lot of people, but since yesterday was the 4th of July, you may have heard this piece talked about, and I wanted you to be able to hear it. Just a very short bit of Frederick Douglass's speech.
What to the American slave is your 4th of July? I answer, a day that reveals to him more than all other days in the year the gross injustice and cruelty to which he is the constant victim. To him, your celebration is a sham. Your boasted liberty, an unholy license. Your national greatness, swelling vanity. Your sounds of rejoicing are empty and heartless. Your denunciation of tyrants, brass-fronted impudence. Your shouts of liberty and equality, hollow mockery. Your prayers and hymns, your sermons and thanksgivings, with all your religious parade and solemnity, are to him mere bombast, fraud, deception, impiety, and hypocrisy. A thin veil to cover up crimes which would disgrace a nation of savages. There is not a nation on the earth guilty of practices more shocking and bloody than are the people of the United States at this very hour. Go where you may, search where you will, roam through all the monarchies and despotisms of the old world, travel through South America, search out every abuse, and when you have found the last, lay your facts by the side of the everyday practices of this nation, and you will say with me that for revolting barbarity and shameless hypocrisy, America reigns without a rival.
That's Frederick Douglass. What to the Slave is the 4th of July, delivered on July 5th, 1852, at Corinthian Hall in Rochester, New York. The most famous speech delivered by Douglass. And this was read by Ossie Davis. Something to think about. Well, fortunately for us, in addition to the hard things to think about, there are wonderful things going on. And right now I have folks here to tell me, to tell you, to tell all of us about a wonderful festival that happens. I don't know how many years it's been happening. Nancy, how many years is it? Or Ed, come closer.
Carol, this is the 13th year.
13th year.
Yes.
Oh, that must be good luck then.
I hope so.
Okay, the 13th year of the Music in the Gardens. I just write MITG.
That's it.
And this is part of the Water Music Society, Water Music Festival, something that started 35 years ago. And as classical music offering on the peninsula, and who knew that it was going to be not just still here, but growing in all of the offerings that are presented. So it is happening on July 13th, and it is from 10 to 4. Oh, it's the 13th on the 13th.
Yes.
Oh, very cute. Oh,
that hadn't even occurred to me until now.
Right. Neither, till I just looked at it. Okay. And you have 7 gardens, is
we
that
do.
Right?
Yes.
And music. You have some huge names.
We are so thrilled.
Tell us.
To have Terry Robb and Tom Grant, Jean-Pierre and Al Brown from Portland, as well as our local musicians, Taz, C Strings, and Brian O'Connor, Dave Drury, Tom Trudell.
Good.
And
God.
For a first time.
Yes, along with part of the mission of Water Music Society is that we support the music education in the Ocean Beach School District and Nacelle School District.
Right.
And this year, Tom Trudell has been in our gardens for a number of years, quite a few years. Well, this year, his son Tristan, who is a student at Ocean Beach High School, will be playing with them. I saw Tom at the post office the other day, and he said that he and Tristan were working together on a few tunes for them to play. And Tristan is a saxophonist. So.
Is it saxophone?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yes.
For full disclosure, Tom Trudell was a jazz programmer here, and Tristan Trudell was a reader on the Saturday morning Skinamarink show with Debbie Twombly.
Oh.
So I know when I saw them last time, gets me emotional. Tristan is tall, beautiful young man.
Yes.
Just a little guy. So here's what I don't understand. you have seven gardens. It's only a six-hour affair, and you have a ton of musicians. Oh, yes.
Yes.
And by the way, you have gardens, too.
We right. have gardens.
I mean, how is a person supposed to?
Well, we are highly recommending that people start the tour if they want to make it to all of the gardens, hear the musicians, see the artists, because we also have artists in the some of the gardens, that they start their day at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Once they pick up their tickets and read the descriptions of the gardens, it would be very difficult to pick and choose.
Yeah.
Oh, golly, I don't think I can make it to that one, because each one
yeah.
is beautiful in and of itself. So mm-hmm. start early and enjoy the day and try and get to all of them. But you're right.
How is the music going to work? These musicians are not going to play for 6 hours. So how does that... Do they take breaks and yeah. stay at one location, or they move around?
What we're going to do is we will post the times of the musicians that they are playing in the gardens on our Facebook page. And then people can decide which ones they absolutely do not want to miss and plan their day around.
Okay. That makes sense. Now,
yes.
Being a non-Facebook person, this may sound foolish, but how does someone find your Facebook page?
It's a Music in the Gardens Tour Facebook.
Tour. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you got that on your Facebook people. If you're not on Facebook, is there something they can do?
Well, we're selling the tickets, start on sale tomorrow.
Okay.
And very soon we're going to be having a list of the musicians and their times
okay.
in the venues. So as you buy your ticket, you can take a picture of it.
Okay.
And so,
nice. Yes.
And there are three vendors for those who have purchased their tickets online. Mm-hmm. They need to. They get a receipt for that, and then they need to take it to each of the vendors. There are three vendors. One is Bay Avenue Gallery in Ocean Park.
Oh, yes.
Basket Case Nursery on Sandridge, and the English Nursery in
right.
Seaview.
Right.
So,
I usually picked up my ticket at the English.
Yes.
Because they're the south end.
It's a convenient place to,
right.
to start. Right.
Hence where you're starting. How did people volunteer their gardens? I know that Diane Marshall, who's very involved with the Water Music Festival,
yes.
is she and Fred are opening their
yes,
place. And
they are.
Her comment is, we may not have the best garden, but we've got the best view.
She has a wonderful garden, and the view is spectacular. Absolutely.
Yeah.
In the past, Darlene and I have gone cold calling, leaving our card, leaving notes, knocking on doors. And this year, for some reason, six of the seven gardens, the owners contacted us and
yeah.
said, we think we'd like to be mm-hmm. on the tour
okay.
this year.
You've arrived.
Well, something as magical has happened, and we're very grateful.
Yeah.
Yes.
That means now you're going to have to be turning people away. So everybody out there, listen. This is an absolutely delightful event. I've gone several times. I've met very interesting people, as well as thoroughly enjoyed the music. And so how is the art going to work this year?
Well, we will have artists in, I think it's six of the seven gardens. And mm-hmm. so some of the artists will be displaying their works. Others will be rendering.
Yes.
And so...
And as if that's not enough, gardens... music, art. There's also goodies to eat and drink
yes.
at
yes.
each of these gardens.
That's yes. true.
Yes.
In
yes.
addition to that, we have a raffle. In one of the gardens will be our raffle table.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we have some interesting artwork that has been graciously donated to us. Marie Powell donated one of
nice.
Hers.
Mm-hmm.
I just have gone blank.
let's see. We also have Jacob Moore, who does metal artwork.
Yes.
He's donating a copper piece for the raffle.
Mm-hmm.
And Stan Riedesel is doing a gorgeous watercolor of Oysterville in the snow. The Oysterville Church and Oysterville.
Nice, nice.
So those are just some.
We should throw this out since you mentioned Oysterville.
Yes.
This very moment, for another 20 minutes at least, and I'm sure they'll push it, but it's going all weekend. Oysterville Schoolhouse is housing the Oysterville Artisan Fair. That is today, tomorrow, and Sunday from 10 to 4. So there is so much going on the peninsula. I remember when there was not. You may also.
Yes.
Now it's so we mentioned the musicians. Did you mention the artists as well?
We did not.
Well, okay. We have Nansen Malin.
Malin,
who does topiary.
Jacob Moore, who does the metal work. And we also have Susan Spence doing her beach baskets.
Oh, yes.
And
Sam Thompson.
Yes.
Who does painting and
repurposing artwork,
oh, nice.
Driftwood,
yeah.
And
right.
It's just a prolific, fabulous artist. Yes.
Okay, I think we've covered. I mean, I'm exhausted just thinking about it, but yeah. I can heartily recommend this festival. So again, the Facebook page is Water Music Festival Tour.
Well, Music in the Gardens.
Music in the Gardens.
Music in the Gardens Tour. See what I mean? It's a lot of words here.
Yes.
On Facebook, or if you want to get your tickets
online, you could go to Brown Paper Tickets.
That's
a possibility, but you do have to exchange your printed ticket.
Right, right. But that's
Carol,
easy to do.
Yeah, I think you've really hit it on. It's become more than a garden tour.
Right.
And so it's also a very fun event because it's well attended. You're apt to see friends,
absolutely,
family members, and it's just a joyous way to spend a summer day.
And the
day.
Gardens are not your typical gardens either. They're all over the map with that too. So thank you so much for putting it together.
Yes.
You are the key leaders. Nancy and Darlene are the head volunteers here. I'm sure it takes lots more as well, but that's what it takes. It takes a community to make this happen. And this is the 13th annual Music in the Gardens. And then also, you can check on Water Music Society or Water Music Festival for all the other events
that
happen throughout the year.
Right.
We'll have
right.
somebody come in for that, too.
So, they will be here, yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol, for having us. Great to see you.
And I have some music from Rhythm Method. And that is, that's actually the name of the group. What can I tell you? And they are performing tonight. This is a North Tillamook County group. They're performing later this afternoon at the market in Manzanita at 5 o'clock until whenever. Here's some music. Check it out. This is KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. I've one more guest. Two more guests. One more spot. Thanks, folks. That's Rhythm Method. And they're going to be at the Manzanita Market 2 days starting at 5 o'clock. Yes, isn't it wonderful? Music is everywhere here. And you know what? The locals know all about it. And so we're the lucky ones. These tourists who come to town, they have to kind of scratch around unless they're smart enough to listen to Coast Community Radio, of course. Well, if they are, they'll find out that they need to come back next weekend, too, because, as you heard, next weekend is Astoria Art Walk. This weekend, again, is Gearhart and Seaside, 2 to 5 and 5 to 7. Tonight is El Waco, but next week is Astoria Art Walk, which I believe is the oldest of all of those, at least. And I have two more artists here who are showing at the Tempo Gallery. Now, when I say that, I have to correct myself because actually they show at the Tempo Gallery all the time. Isn't that right?
Yes. Yes.
But they are the featured artists this time. And that would be Vicky Baker of Florida and Astoria and Phyllis Taylor, full-timer. Yes, thank you very much. Scenes from Astoria. There, you've redeemed yourself, even though you're only here half year. Come on a little closer. I've seen their work, and I'm a fan. So tell us, Scenes from Astoria, did you come to this? Did you decide on this together, or did you each?
Yeah, I thought it'd be fun if we had a theme together, since we were doing a thing together. So why not have something that connected together? And people who come here in the summer want scenes of Astoria or the coast or whatever. So it just seemed natural.
Yeah.
Because when I was down in Costa Rica, I didn't want to buy pictures of someplace else. I wanted stuff of Costa Rica.
So. Right. Right.
It makes you realize, oh, yeah, we need to paint our own environment.
Yeah, and there's so much to paint around here.
Oh, yeah.
And this was a challenge for me because I usually do figurative paintings and drawings. And so, but I am part of a draw group that meets every other Thursday morning in different locations around Astoria and the surrounding area. So some of my work will be either sketches that I did at those times, or paintings that are based on that, or paintings that were based on photographs that I took in the area. So I'm working in acrylics and also in watercolor and pen and ink.
Okay. And Vicky is quite well known for her printmaking as well, but not for this show.
Not for this show.
Okay. Okay. Taking a break there. So is most of this work new then?
All new.
All new. Okay. And Phyllis, what's your medium?
Both acrylics or watercolor, you know, one or the other. So
right.
Kind of go back and forth.
And I know that both of you have also produced cards in the past. Is that something else that might happen?
Yes.
Or does that...
That's an ongoing feature that we have at least three or four of our artists have their work, four artists have their work printed up into cards, and they're quite beautiful.
But, the cards are terrific. Also, one other question before I get back to the show. Is your work still up at the Blue Scorcher?
Just took it down yesterday.
Okay. And mine went up.
Did it? Okay, well, then that's fair enough. We can go see Phyllis's. I have been enjoying Vicky's portraits up at the Blue Scorcher. You may have seen them and not known who's responsible. Well, now you know. Come over to the Tempo Gallery, which is the address. Anybody know?
1271.
Oh, very good.
Commercial.
On Commercial, right.
And it's right next door to Old Town Framing.
Right. It's a small entryway, but it goes way back, so it's it's a sizable gallery. Phyllis, what did you decide to do for the show? Because you do a lot of local, but often it's like flowers,
I did not do any flowers.
No
this time.
Flowers.
Surprisingly.
No, but yes. That's flowers are everywhere you want it.
Yeah.
So what did you focus
on?
Well,
I did a watercolor of the anchor in front of the Maritime Museum because a lot of guys have come in and asked, got any anchors?
Yeah, because, well, because you've done boats, though.
Yeah. So I thought, okay, I'll do the anchor.
There you go.
And then I did a sunrise at the Peter Iredale, mm-hmm. you know, with there was a couple walking a dog. So
nice. Yeah. Yeah. And
it's a beautiful place to sunsets or sunrises, you know.
This is your in plein air.
Yeah. Well, you can go.
In addition to Phyllis and Taylor and Vicki Baker, there are three other artists at this point. Is that true?
Four other artists.
Okay, I know we've had Thron Wiggs on the air.
Right.
And Ed Peterson.
Right.
And
then there's Carol Smith.
Of course, Carol's been here.
And now we have a brand new member, Constance Wassenden.
Oh, my.
He's
going
to be doing fabric art.
Fabric art, okay.
Beautiful fabric art.
There was another fabric artist.
Yeah.
And so
yeah, she's like our third fabric artist.
Okay.
Actually.
Yes.
So.
Janet Hutchins is now moving to a new location. She still will be showing her work over there on 10th Street.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See, this town is
right by Jill.
Just mm-hmm. full.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's full. And the best time to experience this is on the second Saturday Art Walk because the entire town is on the move.
And we have a new musician this time. His name is AJ. He's a songwriter and a guitar player. So do stop by. He'll be playing from 6 to 8.
Nice. That's true. You guys always have some good music in there, too. And as I said, it's long and lean. So you get to see everything and hear. And the food is in the back. Yeah. So you do walk through the entire
yeah.
That's a very good trick you've got. Mm-hmm. So the show opens on July 13th. That's a week from tomorrow. And how long is it up? Is it a month?
Until the next art walk.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a month show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just before. Scenes from Astoria from my guests, Vicki Baker and Phyllis Taylor. If people want to see each of your work, do you have a website or Facebook-y thing or someplace?
Tempo Gallery has a Facebook page.
Okay.
So do just look for Tempo Gallery and mm-hmm. it'll show up as a Facebook page. And we have the work of all of our artists
nice.
On that page.
That's perfect, actually.
Except Constance. She's just joined.
Right, yeah. right. And that will be very exciting. Mm-hmm. Is she doing some smaller pieces as well? Because a lot
we
of her work
yet.
Is...
It'll be a big surprise.
You'll find
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we'll be introducing her next
nice.
Month. And we're open every Friday and Saturday from 12 to 4.
Friday and Saturday, 12 to 4. And what's special, among other things, about this gallery is that it is a cooperative gallery. So the artists make the decisions together and they person the gallery.
Yep.
Yes. And it's all original artwork.
And it's all original artwork. And that's why they're not open every day, all day, because they actually are making art.
Yes.
And having lives.
Or singing. Or playing cello.
Or out on a boat somewhere. I've got two boating people here. So, well, congratulations to both of you on the featuring at the Tempo Gallery. And again, folks, don't miss it next Saturday evening from 5 to 8.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Carol.
Great.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in. Yeah. And I do have some music from one other person. I'm going to put him on. You'll recognize his voice. And he's going to be playing at, I'll tell you. It's Baby Gramps. And he and Sedona Fire Band are playing at the Nehalem Bay Winery tomorrow. Sedona is at 1, Baby Gramps is at 3.
This one here is my biggest requested wordplay song, a little song called a palindrome song.
Come on, Gramps. Well, I do want to tell you what else is happening, so I'm going to have you come to Nehalem Bay Winery or catch them at the Country Fair next week. The Coaster is tonight is And Then There Were None. Tomorrow night is Nonsense. They're alternating these two as their summer repertoire. Papa, Mary Poppins, the Oysterville Schoolhouse has the Artisan Fair all weekend. Cannon Beach Library Book Sale, Il Waco Art Walk, 4 to 7. This is all Friday. Public Coast Brewing, Stefan Sabo. Manzanita Market, Rhythm Method, and Bay City Arts Center, Rod Whaley. And tomorrow, Nehalem Bay Winery, Peninsula Performing Arts Center in